The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio with our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, you've been such an inspiration this hour. And, you know, I want to close out the program today with talking about what we're grateful for, because you are certainly one that reminds me of that every day of the year. And now, especially to be able to share this hour with you, I am truly grateful for, because it makes my mind go to so many different things of, you know, I am so blessed and you are part of those blessings. So thank you for everything that you do, not only for me, but for the world around you and all of our seniors and everything that's going on right now. Your world, you're probably in the eye of the hurricane, kind of like what I am, fielding phone calls, different things like that. I would love to have you touch on, what are the things that we can be grateful for overall? I mean, you've got some great ideas, but you probably understood a lot more when it comes to our seniors.
You know, one thing that's come out for me is my little hiccups. And at the moment when I have something go a little haywire in my life, it's devastating. And I spend, you know, either minutes or hours or days thinking about it. But what has come out of this whole COVID-19 time period for me in the phone calls that I have been working with the people is how much my situation is really not that traumatic. It is at the time, and I don't mean to make light of what people's stories are, but when you listen to other people and when you allow other people into your life, it gives you perspective. And so one of the things that I'm grateful for is being in a position that I can be given perspective through people's stories. And so I want everyone to hear that with total sincerity. I love getting your phone calls. I love having you answer questions. I am working with some families that were like, you know, Daphne, we talked to you 3 months ago and we were going to do this. Should we do it now? We were going to move mom and dad. And we talk through what are the pluses and the minuses. I'm able to share information with communities that are accepting new residents and people that are not. It gives me perspective to my own life. Your phone calls, your stories. And so I am grateful for other people and their stories. I mean that with total sincerity. Let other people in your life to magnify your own personal gratitude.
Sure.
Reach out to other people. And sometimes all we have is our phone. Or we talked earlier this segment, you know, about sending a card or a letter or a little note. There's lots of power in that. And you do not know the ripple effect that you may have by extending yourself just a little bit. So that's one thing that I'm really grateful for, is just the interaction and how it gives me perspective. You will be surprised what other perspective you will get in your life. Another thing that I'm very grateful for, and normally I'm not, I have to say it, is technology. I'm so grateful
you are.
For technology. I could not do my job right now if it wasn't for technology. I would not have the connection, like I shared with you earlier on Easter Sunday, connections with my cousins and my aunts and uncles, if it wasn't for the technology that we have. Usually, I'm yelling at the technology because this operator has operator error all the time, but now I'm loving it. When your feet are pushed to the fire that you have to learn something new in situations that I've been in, I could do it. I didn't get to be stubborn. Doggone it. You know? So another thing that I'm grateful for is the continuation of choice. We have a lot of things that have been taken away from us, is one perspective that we can have. We can't do this, this, and this. But I challenge everyone, turn that into, but what can I do? Because I can't get in my car and go to my office, what things can I do at home? And if you're fortunate enough to be one of those people that can do your job at home, or your employer has figured out ways to doing that, I'm sure that it has been a huge learning curve of how to have virtual meetings all the time instead of walking over to someone's desk and saying, hi, get a cup of coffee for them and take care of business. That is different. But in thinking about the things that we can't, what new choice were you given? You'll be surprised what you can come up with in terms of just tweaking your thinking a little bit.
Well, and Daphne, coming back to that, one thing I'm going to say I'm grateful for that is real obvious. Aren't we grateful for vitamin D right now?
Oh my gosh.
Sunshine has been, I mean, just to be able to walk out into the garden, out into, you know, take a little walk with the dog, to take some time with your loved ones out in the yard, social distancing, getting out in the neighborhood. I know that I've been shouting across the fence to my other neighbor, and that's been kind of fun. I have I'm neighbors with former Seahawk Antonio Edwards. And so Antonio and I have, he comes and sits out on his deck when he gets home from work. And certainly I'm out there and we're talking about things and, just life in general that we never would have done before, because we're sitting here with nothing to do. We're not running around, you know, and not, like you said, we're not taking inventory of ourselves. You know, and I've learned things about his background, I learned things a little bit about what's going on in his world that I never would have known before. And yeah. I think that's really cool. And the other thing I have to say that I'm grateful for is humor. And like you said, being able to laugh. I go on Facebook and some of the funny things that people are saying are about different jokes and things about being in quarantine. I just saw a YouTube video where somebody was cutting her husband's hair, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I laughed so hard because she doesn't know how to cut hair, but it's like, you know, it's quarantine hair. And it was the funniest video in the world. So I'm grateful, like you said, I'm grateful for social media. I'm grateful for Facebook. I'm grateful for the ability to converse with Zoom. I'm grateful for YouTube. I'm grateful for Netflix or, you know, things like that. I think the other thing that is having the ability to you don't have to go out to a video store or a DVD to go rent DVDs. You've got them right there at your fingertips. There's so many things that we can, like you said, in the whole technology factor, have these resources, and they're easy. They're super easy to use. It's just a matter of, you know, getting yourself to sit down and be quiet and to learn. And I have to say, it's also learning that, you know, my nails look atrocious right now. I am laughing because absolutely atrocious.
Mine are ridiculous.
Isn't it crazy? And all I have to say is that, you know, all I'm doing is laughing. It's like, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. And so other than just really just dealing with what we've got is what it is. I've never used a nail file more in my life than now. And, you know, those are the things that you just learn to have a sense of humor about things that you used to stress out all over. And it's like now I'm lucky. It's so funny because so many people are saying like, well, you know, I don't know what color sweatpants I'm going to wear today, or, you know, different things that people are saying. And I love it. I love the fact that we as a community are learning to not only support each other and come together in hard times, which is what's happened. But I think the other thing is I think we're learning not to take ourselves so seriously.
I think you're right. You know, a general theme that you brought up here, and this just kind of came to me, is our recognizing our humanity and having the freedom to slow down. And, you know, my nails, I know this is very trite, but my nails have never look like how they look in probably 25 years. But at the same time, I'm thinking, but you know what? We're all human beings with fingernails that underneath that acrylic or whatever we do, we all have the same kind of fingernails. We all have the same cuticle issues. We all have, you know, filing that we need to do on our nails. What a great equalizer. We are humans together. We're humans. We don't have to worry about any of the trite, superficial things around us. What a gift from this COVID-19. I mean, talk about a silver lining. It has been absolutely awful for very many families, and it's nothing to make light of. But at the same time, if we work hard at it, that list of gratitude, and I'm going to now call it kind of the silver linings that we can find during this time, can be so huge. I mean, maybe we can all just start our silver lining list, you know, and we're going to come out of this and we're going to have post-COVID-19 pluses, the silver linings of, you know, how much fun that would be to put on Facebook.
It would be amazing. And I think the other thing, just to really come back to that, which I think is really important, is the fact that, you know, yes, we can have a silver lining, but learn to find things to laugh. You know, sometimes you have to look for it. And maybe you have to maybe force yourself to laugh a little bit. But, you know, it's realizing that, you know, we're all going through stuff. And it's like, I tell you, I find things to laugh at. Normally, I'm not a big TV watcher, right? But I now am enjoying things that I can laugh at. You know, I've been watching like The Daily Show you know, I'm recording, watching like late night, like Jimmy Fallon or Saturday Night Live, you know, thing or, you know, things like that, special things where people have come together. And I think that is getting myself to start laughing, to have, you know, again, not taking the world so seriously. Yes, there's some tragedy out there. But the point that I'm making is, and I think we're both making is that find that silver lining. So I am thrilled that we have that. So Daphne, how do we reach you?
You can reach Daphne or Emily or Ileana or Trish or Nan or Jolene. You can reach any of us at PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com, our website. And you can reach us at 855-734-1500. And we would be so happy to talk with you. Maybe it's just to reach out and say, hey, I'm alive here. Are you alive? I mean, just reach out. If you need to, to talk to somebody, you know, call. We're here.
Daphne, thank you so much for this hour and who you are.
You're so very welcome. We love what we do. So thank you.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.